Seven Sorcerers by Caro King. Read by Saskia Butler. Part 1. The Thief of You. 1. The Boy Who Never Was. Nin had never liked Wednesdays, but this one took the biscuit. On this Wednesday, she woke up to find that it was raining buckets and that her little brother had ceased to exist. The first thing to hit her was the rain. As she had forgotten to close her window the night before, the heavy drops bouncing off the windowsill got her right in the face. It wasn't the nicest way to wake up. With a yell, Nin sat up and glared at the window. Then she scrambled onto her knees and leaned over to struggle with the drenched curtain and the stiff catch. It took ages to slam the window shut, with the storm on the outside where it was supposed to be. She rubbed her wet face with the sleeve of her pyjama top and then peered out of the window at the mass of grey clouds, or at least what she could see of them through the water pouring through the window pane. "Great," she muttered. "Just brilliant. It's got to be Wednesday." She looked at her big purple clock, which told her that it was just less than half an hour until breakfast, then flopped back into bed. And then the second thing hit her. She frowned into her pillow. Toby should be up by now. He was always up first, even though he didn't have to go to school as early as Nin. She would hear him every morning, padding to the bathroom and then back again to play with his toy of the moment. She rolled over again and scowled at the clock. It didn't make any difference. Toby should be up, and he wasn't. Nin sighed and replayed the sacks in the cellar incident in her head. She had been sitting in the sun the evening before, reading her favourite book.